Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're continuing on in a message, Build Ye the House of the Lord, learning lessons that the Lord would have us learn through the book of Haggai. Actually, we're just looking at that first chapter, the first 14 verses, because what God spoke to ancient Israel still applies to our lives today. It is very possible, because of our adversary, who is like a roaring lion seeking to go about and devour who he can, that we are in increased spiritual warfare. I don't know about you, beloved, or what is going on in your life, but many of God's dear people I know are going through some very, very difficult, very severe trials. And we need to pray for one another. As we do that, it says we fulfill the law of Christ. And so I just want you to know that in spite of whatever you may be going through, God is with you. He's real. His power has not changed. And I just want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see those, Lord, yesterday you brought to my heart about discouragement, and many have been so discouraged. Even as ancient Israel, they were discouraged as they wandered in the wilderness because of the way. And so, Father, I'm asking you to just lift every bit of discouragement, the reasons for it. And Father, let faith arise in their heart. Let them see a way in the wilderness. You make a way in the wilderness. You have rivers running in the desert for us. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' name, minister to those who are struggling right now, Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my child, I am with you. Fear not, be not dismayed. I hold your right hand. I will help you. I will strengthen you. Is it not written in my word that I am a very present help in the time of trouble? For the Lord looks from heaven. He looks upon the hearts of men. He sees those who are willing to walk in humility and in obedience to my word. I see those whose hearts are humble, whose spirits are contrite, who are of a broken and contrite spirit. And beloved, look not to your own strength, your own weaknesses. Look not to the successes or even the failures of the past. Today is a new day, beloved, a day in which I will increasingly work with you to open up the Word of God, to show the revelation of God's plan in application to your life, and you shall see with a perspective, with a vision in the Spirit that you have not known or walked in before. Trust in your God and praise me. All shall be well, says the Lord, for I am with you. I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. And I will make a way for you. Look not to the problems. Look not to the difficulties. But praise me for the answer. Praise me for the way to be made. Praise me for the deliverance that you seek and desire. For I am all these things to you. I am your Savior. I am your Deliverer. I am your high tower and your refuge. So find that hiding place in me, and you will see your God work a way for you to make a way in that wilderness place. Trust me, says the Lord, for I love you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just take a moment to thank the Lord. Father, we thank you for your tremendous love for us. Father, help us to love you more. Help us to serve you with a whole heart. And Father, when we get down, whether we're physically tired or weary or dealing with sickness or financial duress or problems in relationships or family problems or employment problems. Lord, sometimes it's so hard to keep our eyes fixed on you and to praise you and to know that you are our resource. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, for touching your people, for bringing them into a place in the Spirit of victory, of faith, of hope. Encourage their hearts, Lord, as only the Spirit of God can do. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right. Well, beloved, we have been looking at the book of Haggai. And as I don't know, I'm spending a lot of time ministering to what I feel are so many burdens on the hearts of God's people. But the point is, we need to allow the Spirit of God to minister to us. He ministers through the Word of God. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. His Word, you know, heaven and earth shall fail, but His Word shall not pass away. So His Word is what leads us. But in His compassion, Jesus not only taught, He also ministered to the people. He raised the dead. He opened blind eyes. And He's not changed. Aren't you glad for that? He's still a miracle-working God. All right. So we were looking at the first chapter of the book of Haggai, and up to that point I said the events which had occurred are found written in the book of Ezra. A foundation of the temple had been laid. And once that foundation had been laid, just in our life, the spiritual foundation has been laid, then the warfare begins. And what do we see in the case of ancient Israel? The work of rebuilding was delayed by hostile neighbors who basically feared the restoration of Jewish power and influence. And much opposition was encountered by the Samaritans who were occupying the land. You know, they appeared friendly. They wanted to help rebuild Israel. And there was even, you know, that Israel was dispersed among the Samaritans. And so there were those, remember Jesus ministered to the woman at the well? She was a Samaritan. And yet Jesus spoke to her and said that the true worshipers are going to worship the Father in spirit and truth. And because she was saying, well, the Jews say it's got to be in the mountain in Jerusalem, he said, a time is coming and now is when the true worshipers will not worship in Jerusalem or this mountain, but they'll worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And so, if so often, well, how can we see a parallel today? People that appear to be on the same page as you, even Christian, and yet they are being used of the enemy to discourage you, to defeat you, to prevent you from moving on in God's plan for your life. Whatever it is that he's wanting you to do or be, sometimes there's a time of just resting in God, waiting on God, praying. I mean, so often we say, when we talk about destiny, we think, well, we got to be busy doing something. Not necessarily. There can be, one of the hardest things to do is to wait on God. Have you found that, beloved? Anyway, so even though they were offering help, they were just, you know, good buds, right? Well, the offer was refused by Zerubbabel. Why? Because basically they were an idolatrous people and they would profane God's house. And so what was the result? Well, then they bitterly opposed the work of rebuilding. They caused it to stop. And so there was no more work done in the entire lifetime of Cyrus, nor in the reign of his two successors. That's a long time. So let's now read, as I promised a broadcast or so ago, what Haggai the prophet said in verse 2. He's addressing the governor. He's addressing the high priest. And he said, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house shall be built. And basically, it's not time to assemble and begin preparation for the building. And, you know, it's not actually stated on what grounds the people base this assumption. But as we gain an understanding of the events that led up to this moment in time, we can see there were several reasons. Now, we can never make blanket statements. This probably was not true of every Israelite. This is not true of every Christian today, even to those who are listening to me. But for some, they excused their participation in doing anything in terms of God's house or doing the things that pertain to the kingdom of God. I'm relating it now to all the times in which we're living because of their indifference and lukewarmness. Now, they may not have even recognized it, but the neglected temple was a symbol of their spiritual and moral condition. What was the reasons for it? Well, there was fear of Persian hostility. You know, this wasn't Cyrus anymore. Their own poverty. They had sustained losses from bad harvests. The extra time, of course, that had to be put in the field. Their own discouragement. So that was what was going on, but what about the people themselves? And can you relate to this, beloved? I think the Word of God will take new life, new meaning, as we begin to relate emotionally, mentally to what we're reading. It's not just a textbook, beloved. So the people of God had returned with enthusiasm, and they had lost heart. They had anticipated prosperity and happiness. They had expected peace and plenty. And they thought, you know, they'd been in Babylon 70 years. They had repented. They would walk back into the earlier days of God's blessings and not have a problem. Yes, they had returned to God. Yes, they were serving God. Yes, they hadn't backslid. But instead of God's blessings, they faced ruins, not buildings. They worked a barren land, slow to respond. They faced a shortage of the essentials of life. They were surrounded by a hostile people. Okay, well, I don't like to leave you on such a dismal note, but please tune in tomorrow and we'll find some much more encouraging and hopeful news as we go on with the narrative. Thank you for joining me. I just want you to know how much I do love you. I do. It's not just something I say. I hope you can feel how much I really do love you. I pray for you, my UCM partners, my radio family. Some of you have never written. That's okay. But if the Spirit of God is moving on you to write, you better do it because He's got a reason. Having said that, I will say until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.